I think, was given momentum by the political events of the day.
Yes.
Because it was that great, it was that great, clash between Dollfuss and the socialists,
right,
which caused a lot of death, and that kept the thing going,
mm-hmm,
from an outward stimuli.
Yes.
I think it was foremost his need of dramatic expression that drove him to these texts.
I see.
And perhaps again, a kind of prophetic feeling that a Requiem was the thing that fitted the... was the thing of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when we came to America, and America was in the Depression, but otherwise in the full bliss of peace, and nothing, was farther to the American soul as any thinking of war,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
though it was already threatening in Europe. Eleanor Rappé, who became such a great promoter of Eric's music and did everything, almost everything. Well, he showed him the Requiem, and he was just, he thought it was ridiculous to even do a Requiem,
Mm-hmm.
And Eric, was very much taken aback with that, because he felt that this was really the thing that was to come.
He
felt that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were the circumstances of winning this Austrian state prize? Was it a competition, or what was the...
I think Stöhr, who remained in contact with Eric and told him that this was like a prize, an award that was open,
mm-hmm.
and he should apply. And he did, and there was a commission at the academy that had to decide about this, and then Eric was notified of it. And he was quite happy, though the amount of money was very small, but Stöhr, and he was kind of disappointed because it didn't amount to very much, and he needed money. And Stöhr said, you will find it higher if you think that the elevator in the academy is on the blink since 2 years, and we don't have the 200 shilling to have it repaired.
Did the award do anything to boost his career?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was an honor, naturally. And, it boosted his confidence, and
right.
in this way it made him happy. But it didn't boost his career. But something else happened around this time, and that is that he became a member of ASCAP. And that was very important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not yet like a member, but they called the sustaining member or something, with which he had then after 3 years or better, 5 years, he would have become a regular member.
Oh, I see.
And it meant a certain security, and you, when you were old, you got a pension, and everybody, especially when you think of later marrying and so on, you
certainly
steer for such a thing, and that made him very happy to become. And I know that the first check he got was, 125 shillings or something. And in American money, that is translated about something like $2.50.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit more in Austria, but
yes.
it amounted to this. And I was jokingly saying to him, now you are rich and powerful. I said, and he took it literally and said, oh no, not yet. In other words, he was so happy that really these 125 shillings seemed like a great fortune, like something.
I can imagine. And this is a large, large work in the tradition of the Viennese Orchestral Mass. Did Eric talk about any influences? Did he study other people's Requiem settings?
Yes, and he studied all the time while he was doing it. He was having the Mozart Requiem and the Verdi Requiem, or maybe even another one, but I remember especially these, at his side.
I see.
And it isn't like either of them, but it was just right, really for the technique or the forms that he studied this.
Mm-hmm.